This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
Well, this is episode 72 of Painting on Glass. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. They might be helpful from time to time. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something.
Hey everyone, glad you came along. I'd be pleased to take you along one of the most innocent but intimate topics according to creativity. Today it's all about making mistakes and why it is fine, yeah, necessary to go for them whenever you can avoid them. So let's get started. I receive quite a lot of notes and questions according to the topic I'm dealing with here on this show. First of all, thank you for this kind of appreciation and trusting in what I got to comment on all these questions. Wonderful. And from time to time, one thing regularly appears in front of my eyes, and it almost always sounds the same. And it says, I'm so afraid of making mistakes.
Chamber and realize it's me. I find someone in the mirror. It's you that I see.
First of all, there's one good thing, plain at first sight. When you are afraid of making mistakes, you are on the go somewhere. That means you're active in projects you're working on or you're involved in. That's great. It also says that you are not sitting there in a passive way. Good. When you're afraid of making a mistake, that's a really good sign. And that's the first thing to say.
And maybe I've been running, but I've been running just to you know. Maybe I've been running, but I have been running just to you know.
When you are following your own personal ideas and you're not following anybody else's dreams, then you're the first one on the set. It means nobody has the chance to tell you what is right or what is wrong. You gotta find out for yourself, and that involves the possibility of making mistakes, of course.
Looking around for traces, incredible ways to share. It came up with a simple notion and found me standing there.
My second command on this topic today is you always have to stay courageous, sensible, and wanting to start anew if necessary. You always will be young at heart when you remain this way. Even if you should be 70 or 80 years old, it doesn't matter. As long as you're willing to go for something new, you may be able to achieve anything you want to. And that is number two.
And maybe I've been waiting, but I've been waiting just for you. It's maybe I've been waiting, but I have been waiting just for you.
My command number three is, you gotta get wild sometimes, or from time to time at least. You know what I mean. There are days of taming a fire and days of raising a fire to burn wild inside our heart. It's essential for being on the creative side of life, and you should not wonder too much about moments like this whenever they occur. They always go along with it, no matter how we try to look at it. So, this is number three.
Chamber, still realize it's me. Still see you there in the mirror. It's awesome me I see.
After these three commands I offered, I really hope you see that there is a lot of positive potential in making mistakes, because whenever you might get in trouble, it's the most effective way to learn. And of course, there are mistakes you won't do again, I promise. And there are those that make you smile and leave you looking back in a smiling and satisfying way. I know that there are also the hurtful ones that might follow you in an irritating way, but let us not underline them too much, because you've already realized that there are only one part out of many others. Stay tuned on your main idea and follow your own sparkling star. This makes any mistake bearable.
And maybe I'm still running, 'cause I am running just you know. So maybe I'm still running, still continuing, running just you know.
Well, winning or failing, the old game we all seem to be involved in. While being kept in a creative process, you're right inside race or competition. But this is not about winning, but all about patience. If you have the will and the power to be patient, then you will have the chance to succeed and finish what you've begun in a satisfying manner. Patience is a price. Never forget that. But it's not easy to achieve. It takes a lot to grow patient, especially in the context of your own work. But don't give up. It's all worth the effort.
Maybe I'm still running, 'cause I am running just to you know. Maybe I'm still running, continuing, running just to you know.
Now we're right at the end of this episode, and I hope that you're now able to look at mistakes in a bit different way as you did before. Making mistakes defines us as being human. Nothing wrong about that, and nothing wrong with always being able to learn. It's a gift we have to appreciate. It really is. At the end of this episode, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or a review, because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on love. Lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.